the All Arizona Daily Download. Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
Disgraced lawmaker Don Shooter pops off.
Yep, Don Shooter is running his mouth. Remember this guy, Arizona state legislator?
Do I?
Nine women came forward and said, yeah, he's gross, he's disgusting, he's a pervert, he sexually harassed us. Well, he did a television interview, and he said, hey, listen, I didn't harass anybody. It was all just one joke.
You know, I told a joke to somebody, they overheard, I'm offended. Okay, so in America, the reason you ruin somebody's livelihood and reputation and everything is you're offended. Liberals offend me every day. Every day when they open their mouth. I'm offended, but I don't get crazy about it.
Wait a minute. Did he just try to shoehorn sexual harassers and liberals into the same kind? Okay, he's campaigning.
Oh,
there
sure.
is no doubt about it. He is campaigning. He is not sorry. There is no mea culpa here. There's no self-awareness. He is just trying to get his job back.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the people of Yuma.
He did the interview in Phoenix, I think.
Yes, he did. Because he didn't have the guts to go back to Yuma.
I don't think he lives in Yuma.
Nothing illegal, nothing unethical. All I did was annoy liberals. Guilty.
And he looked right at the camera and said guilty. Yeah. So you're right. He is campaigning, and he's going to try and go for that far-right voter that may not care if he sexually harassed women.
Right.
But I think the people are too smart to vote for this guy again.
Four.
Arizona State Senate candidate killed his mom.
Oh, jeez.
I know, man.
What?
A big crowd gathered in Tucson last week.
Who's running for office these days?
This guy said when he was a teenager, his own mother tried to kill him in his sleep, so he had to fight back, and he killed his own mom.
1963.
And he supports, so this Arizona Senate candidate killed his mother. He's supporting good guys with guns.
All right, so his name is Bobby Wilson. He is trying to get into the Arizona State Legislature.
I got to tell you, man,
I'm uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable with this. I understand what he's doing.
It could have been self-defense.
But it also, I mean,
I don't know. It could have been.
If this person is exactly the way he describes, you're talking about abuse, you're talking about mental illness, you're
right.
talking about things other than, I'm the good guy with the gun. So to put that in those terms, to try to get elected into office, that bothers me.
He said his mom came into his room and repeatedly shot at him but missed.
So he had to take matters into his own hands, and he's the good guy with the gun.
I guess. You're going to run on that, though?
I know.
It doesn't make any sense. You're going to run on the fact that you had to shoot your mom because you're the good guy with the gun?
Back in 1963.
Just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Three.
Number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download. What are all those red blotches on your legs?
Pesky mosquitoes. They're back. They're buzzing around the valley thanks to recent monsoon rains. And my daughter, my 9-year-old, will now not go outside at all without some kind of off or calamine lotion because she is convinced, well, mosquitoes like me, they don't like daddy because he's sourpuss.
Well, she's right.
Yeah, I know. But the point is that she got bit once,
right?
Like in the last week, and now it's blown up to, I'm not going outside unless I have deep woods off, so the whole house stinks.
I never... It did, right?
It stinks like off.
Yeah. I never get bitten by mosquitoes, and I get bit...
Because you're a sourpuss, too.
No, I got bit twice this weekend.
You did?
Maybe I'm tasty again. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I guess, you know, with all the rain and with all the moisture and the monsoon and the puddles...
Well, I hope what we don't see are those slow-moving trucks with those canisters in the back, and they just put out that fog or that mist, you see?
Yeah, remember they fogged the neighborhood.
They were doing that a few years ago, right?
Yeah. They were that bad. Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, but see, that stuff scares me. Is that stuff like poisonous, you know?
Of course it is. The mosquitoes.
Oh, should I stand in front of it? Is that bug repellent?
No.
Oh,
if you stand in front of it, you'll get hit by the truck.
Oh.
I mean, no. My goodness.
Which would you rather, mosquito bite or hit by a truck?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Well, mosquito bites hurt.
Yeah.
Two.
It happened a year ago.
Remember a year ago, it was the enormous flood in Payson. There was a place where you gather and you go swimming.
Swimming hole, yeah.
And goodness gracious, a year ago, we remember that entire families were wiped out.
The Garcia family, all 14 of them. We're heading up a rocky embankment when a 5-foot wave, a 5-foot high wall of water, slammed down on them and just, I mean, basically just propelled them down chutes and valleys, and 10 died. 10 people from that family all dead.
One member of the family, Carla.
I don't think it could happen to us. It could happen to any other family out there. We just wanted to tell them to be careful.
Yeah, I mean, they're even saying, hey, listen, here is where the tragedy took place.
Yeah.
Be careful. Carlo goes on.
I'm like, this is what he would have done. This is what, you know, he would have done. He would have liked having fun.
And he's talking about Hector, I believe.
What we really miss about him in each birthday, oh, my God, he would throw us in the cake.
I got to tell you, I haven't seen a disaster like this in a long time.
Especially that devastates, almost wipes out an entire family.
I remember the interviews we did last year.
Oh, yeah.
Of people that were hanging on for dear life, of people who were not necessarily where the flood was taking place, but ran in to help people, and it just wiped out so many lives. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
1 year ago.
One.
Mass shooter training at Arizona universities.
Yeah, we don't really think, we think of mass shootings in elementary and high schools, but not necessarily colleges. Well, what are the public universities here in this great state doing? Well, a couple of dozen ASU employees sat inside a glass room of the first floor of an engineering building to basically talk about what to do during an active shooter. And the one thing that it's always emphasized, run away as fast as you can from either the conflict or the sound of shooting.
Well, at ASU, they're trying to spread the awareness to the rest of campus. And they're saying, hey, if you need a good hiding spot, a copy room is a good hiding spot.
Always have a plan. Know where everything is.
Yeah, maybe you can hide behind one of the big copiers. Books can come in handy to slow down the deflection of bullets.
So run to the library.
Yeah, a vulnerable place like a big glass room. You could just flip over a table, or chairs can become weapons. That's what they're saying at ASU. At the U of A, they're basically saying if you hear shots, run away from the action.
Farther the better.
Yeah. Some experts, though, say the advice to hide is too simplistic. Instead of hiding anywhere, like under a desk, experts say you should barricade yourself in a room to try and deny entry to the shooter. So colleges are preparing because, I mean, kids are going to go back to college in August.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, and no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
All right, at the summit with Putin. Did Trump side with the KGB over the CIA? We're going to talk about it in a moment.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News. KTAR News. 92.3 FM.
President of the United States. Today with Vladimir Putin. There are not many people saying this was a good day. There are not many people saying that things went very well for the United States. And not many people that are giving Trump a thumbs up. Let me.
Yeah, I don't know how you actually can say the president did a good job today.
Let me read some of the headlines out there, and then we'll try and make sense of it. Putin owns Trump. President Trump stands by Putin. Surrender summit. What did John McCain say? John McCain said this was one of the most disgraceful performances by a president in recent memory.
Pretty much sums it up. He said he abashed himself in front of a tyrant.
Mm. So just to set the scene, you've got the summit, Trump and Putin, and you know, last Friday the big news came out with 12 Russians were indicted for screwing around with the United States elections,
right.
And you know, these 12 Russians, I mean, we pretty much all know it's a fact. I mean, really, Russia meddled with the elections in 2016. But what's not necessarily a fact is that, you know, they didn't change, like, they didn't hack into the voting places and change the polls and the votes and all that.
No.
But they did meddle, and they
in
put
fact,
propaganda
they,
out.
In
and,
fact, it so far they've meddled with one particular party, and it's not the Republican Party.
They screwed with the
party.
Democrats. Right. So Trump stood up on stage with Vladimir Putin. And I mean, you know, the big question everybody wants, you know, wants to ask is, okay, we have the 12 Russians. They've been indicted. Mueller put it out. I mean, come on now, President Trump.
Hold him accountable.
Hold him accountable. That didn't happen today. Here's a little bit of the president.
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
That's not what happened on Friday. You can't deny that it's not Russia, and you can't deny that their operatives didn't try to screw with the election, but he's sticking to his story.
I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but...
But as soon as you say that,
yeah,
it dismisses everything you just said.
I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today.
So he believed him.
Yeah.
So he says he yes. believes Putin.
When Putin says, I had nothing to do with it and I did not order it.
He also said that there's a reason why Russia and the United States don't get along.
I hold both countries responsible. I think that the United States has been foolish. I think we've all been foolish. We should have had this dialogue a long time ago, a long time, frankly, before I got to office.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. All right. He throws other presidents under the bus. He throws the country under the bus and then says something that I cannot let go. You know, our relationship was really bad. The worst it's ever been until 4 hours ago.
He did say that. So
I don't know where this guy's coming from. I have no idea what he's talking about. This is the worst it's been with Russia. Oh, that little thing called the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Water under the bridge, Mac.
Has to be. Okay. You're talking about the whole communist Cold War. I mean, you know, you and I grew up under the Reagan administration. Mm-hmm. I would expect this kind of talk from maybe a 20-something that didn't remember the Cold War, didn't remember how absolutely terrified we were of this country. This is a 70-year-old man basically saying, hey, it's not his fault. It's our fault. Mm. And until I talked to him today, it was the worst relationship we have ever. Are you kidding me? Remember when Reagan told Brezhnev, trust but verify? People went off their... I mean, they just went nuts.
Yeah.
You told the Russian... You told the dictator, trust but verify? This is everything you don't want in a president. He sounds clueless. He sounds as though he is catering to Putin himself. And he doesn't even question Putin by saying, I'm going to make sure that I ask him, and we've got proof, and I'm going to confront him. He said, hey, he was pretty adamant. He had nothing to do with it, so fine by me.
Mm.
Wow.
We've been covering Trump for a couple of years now. I like trying to get in his head, and I enjoy trying to kind of dig and find and think about why he's really doing certain things.
Yeah, because today, to me, he just sounds like he's totally
done
with it. I don't care. I have no recollection of history. I'm just trying to get this guy to like me.
I've got two reasons why he did it today. I think that, and it goes without saying, Donald Trump is going to be different. He does things differently. He'll go and actually sit down with Kim Jong-un and talk about nukes and all that kind of stuff. I think what, this is just me, okay? And I haven't heard anybody say this because people are so outraged with Trump today, but, and I don't want to make an excuse for him, but I just think that behind closed doors, this is what happened.
During the two-hour meeting in Helsinki before this.
Trump sits down with Putin and says, hey, listen, I know you meddled. Come on, right?
This is what we got.
We're not stupid here. We know you meddled. Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to go out and I'm going to publicly say you didn't do it.
I believe you had nothing to do with it, and I'll say
that. Why does Trump do something like that? Because Trump wants to make a deal. Trump wants the deal. He's the art of the deal. He always tries to find out a deal. So he says, let me take a bullet for you, Vladdy. We all know you did it. So let me go out and tell everybody, hey, listen, this guy's standing to the left of me. He basically had nothing to do with it. I think Trump does that publicly for a couple different reasons. One, I think that he wants something from Vladimir Putin, and it's a big want, and it's a big ask, and that he hopes he's going to get that, whatever it might be, if he goes public and says Vladimir Putin and the Russians didn't do anything. Because that's the only way that I could think, you know, Trump is not a dumb man. He's outlandish. He's a little crazy. We all know this kind of stuff. But I think that he had to have done what he did today for a reason. And I've got to believe that that reason is I'm going to make a deal. I'm going to give Putin what he wants. What does Putin want? He wants the United States president to say that I did nothing with the elections. So that's what Trump did. Now, what is he going to get in return? Well, it better be something good.
It has to be something that has to, it has to equal the magnification of you threw the country and your intelligence community under the bus. What's the deal you're working on?
So that's part one. Here's the second part. I think that Trump is petty. And I think we all know that. And on Friday, didn't Mueller put out all that stuff about 12 Russians being
12
indicted?
12 Russians indicted.
Don't
yeah.
you think Mueller did that for a reason on Friday? I mean, let's be honest.
Well, we talked about that. What's the reason?
2 days before Trump is going to meet Putin,
yeah.
Mueller puts this whole thing out.
Yeah.
I think Trump is petty, and he said, I'll show you. You can put all the evidence in front of me, and I'm just going to take my tennis racket and hit it right back over the net at you. I'm just going to be mean. I'm going to be nasty. I'm going to be aggressive, and I'm going to poo-poo what you have to say because you did it 2 days before, and I don't like other people messing with me.
I hate to say it, but that sounds like a more reasonable reason of why Trump would do it, because he's just petty. And if that's the case, OMG.
Right.
This guy is a horrible president,
but
because he does not have any leverage against Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin stood up there and said, I had nothing to do with this. And Trump turns and says, yeah, he's right. Hmm. He had it. And I have nothing. I have no pushback. I have no, there's no leverage with this guy whatsoever.
Well, I think there's got to be something there, because the only other reason, you know, I've given you a couple reasons why Trump would actually come out and do something like this today. I'm not trying to make excuses for him. Don't get me wrong. I'm trying to get in his mind and figure out why he actually did it. But if it's not the reasons that I said, I mean, then Trump is owned by Putin. I mean, then there's
right.
something going on.
And we don't know what it is.
We don't know what
it
is.
And it may have nothing to do with an election
but
whatsoever.
I just have to believe that the president knew what he was saying today, wanted to say it. Planned to say it, and there was a reason for saying it, and we don't know the reason because it's a backdoor deal.
And even if that were true, he wanted leverage. Mm. Why would you blame us and blame the intelligence community and then blame the DNC, blame Hillary?
Well,
why would you blame anybody? You don't have to. We're not the bad guys
here. Russia should be blamed for trying to do it.
Correct.
But
the rest of the country and the United States as a whole. This is like when somebody insults your sister or brother and you go, yeah, they are. No. You defend your sister and brother. You talk to them privately outside of the room. But you don't let somebody insult your sister or brother and go, yeah, you're right. They're total bags, and expect everybody to be okay with that.
I just think on the surface, it looks like he tried to run over the United States with the bus, right? But there's got to be a bigger reason why he did this.
But it's not a nuclear attack. It's not. What could it possibly be? It's got to be something big, or else this guy looks like a total fraud.
All right, coming up next. How many times has serial speeder and Arizona State Representative Paul, don't call me Alonzo Mosley, been pulled over by DPS? Well, we've got the exact number, and we're going to tell you that big number next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, this month, KTAR News is teaming up with Pacifico to discover Arizona, and this week's destination is Prescott. Text the phrase AZ to 411923 for your chance to win a weekend getaway to downtown Prescott with a hotel stay, dinner at the Prescott Brewing Company, and a haunted historic tour
Ooh.
Of the town.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh.
Yeah. Nice town, too.
Oh, you're done? That's all? I thought there was another sentence.
Nope, just text the word AZ to 411923.
You know, KTAR is a very large news team, you know, the
yes.
largest news team.
They are not and nude, thank goodness.
I didn't say nude.
Team.
Did I say nude?
Yeah.
Guys, I did not say that. Lloyd, did I say nude?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nude.
Nudes team? Boy, I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Huh. Can we, like, start the segment over? Pablo, you got some music? Can we just start over and forget that happened? Yeah, go ahead. That was unfortunate.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos.
Yeah.
KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
All right, this month.
No, we're good. You were good.
Text the word AZ.
All right, okay.
Press it, 411923.
News team. KTAR has been very busy, and they've been looking into this story, our news team, about this Arizona legislator who likes – what do you think? He's got like a – what do they call it? A heavy foot? What is that thing where you –
Lead foot?
Lead foot. You push the speed pedal thing in the car.
I just think he has a over-inflated ego problem. He just thinks, I can do it, and I will.
Representative Paul Mosley,
a
Republican from Lake Havasu City. So he's the guy that's been pulled over for speeding. And
well,
he's
he was
the guy,
pulled over and on camera admitted to speeding.
He's the guy that's dangling his little immunity thing.
Right.
You can't catch me. Na, 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 na.
Oh, because, this wasn't fast, officer.
Yeah.
I've been going 120.
So he got pulled over 97, going 97 and a 55 in March. So KTAR's news team has found out how many times he's gotten pulled over. And we have a number. And the number is six. Is that right? He's been pulled over six times by DPS in the last 2 years for obliterating the, you know, the speed zones.
I think once it was twice in one day.
Yeah. Let's see. In addition to the 97 in a 55 of this year, let's see, February of 2017, dude was going fast. Twice in April of 2017. Twice in April of 2018. What is it about April that gets him just, you know, lead foot,
I don't
happy,
know.
Crazy?
Maybe he's got to get back home or get to the Capitol to vote. I
oh,
mean,
child,
very quickly.
Please.
I don't know.
And so they've stopped him six times, but they can't give him a ticket because he's got that legislative immunity.
See, you say that they can't. I wonder, though, if the from what we understand as far as the law is concerned or that immunity – if you're going to vote, that's what I thought. If this guy's going back home, if he's speeding back to Lake Havasu, then I don't think it should apply. I think he should be slapped with a ticket.
If you're late to vote, you can go fast and get to the
get down
Arizona
to the Capitol.
House and you can vote. This guy's not going anywhere near that. All he's doing is using his little, you know, immunity card to get out of a ticket.
Right.
And so I've come up with something. I think that if this guy has gotten out of six tickets, like for the next year, we should all get a get out of speeding ticket free card. What do you think? You think
who?
Everybody.
Why? How everybody?
Well, I mean, if this guy can do it, why can't I get out of speeding?
Because you're not an elected political hero.
Well, I know, but I mean, still, I think it's unfair.
Well, it's. I don't know if it's unfair.
Oh, it's very unfair.
Sound like my 9-year-old.
You don't think this is unfair?
I see the purpose of the law, but I think the law can be tinkered a little bit. And if you're going, let's say, back to your home, let's say somebody who represents Peoria speeding on the 101.
Right.
That's not going down to the Capitol, and you're going 120 miles an hour. You need to get busted.
I think they got to change the law. I don't think
they
that,
definitely.
I don't
need
think
to
these
do
guys and gals should get any immunity whatsoever. It should not be a perk. Let me go a step further. He blew through a stop sign. This guy is a crazed lunatic, okay?
Only during sessions.
Only during sessions, yeah,
only during when the legislative session meets.
And did you hear about the teen that was in the front seat of
no.
this man?
Mm-mm.
Okay, there was a teenager, younger than 16. He was sitting in the front seat, and he wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Not good.
So this guy could be going 140, by the way. He bragged about going 140, and there's a kid right next to him with no seatbelt on.
Not good.
That's horrible.
It is. It is.
So he is going to kill himself, a teenager, or a whole family on the highway because you know what? He doesn't get pulled over for speeding. This guy could be listening to Mac and Gatos right now, and if you are, you're a dope. But if you're not because you're listening, just because I think you're a dope. Not that I think that a lot of dopes listen to this show.
Oh, boy. Boy, you're just...
Where was I going?
I'm not really sure.
This guy could be going
Thank God you're not speeding.
140 on the highway right now. And if he gets pulled over...
No, they're not in session.
I think he drags that little card out.
Oh, you're right. All the times, though, that he's been pulled over, they were in legislative session, and that's when he has, I got the free pass out of jail card. Whatever. I mean, it's not, that's not the purpose of it. And J.D. Mesnard, the House Speaker, I think should do something next session that this has to be cleared up.
Yeah. Alonzo Mosley.
That's from Midnight Run.
FBI, Alonzo Mosley. This guy's Representative Paul Mosley.
This is Serial Speeder Mosley.
Serial Speeder Mosley. He was elected in 2016. He's running for another two term in November. He's a menace to society.
He could be.
I want to do this. Let's go over to his house. Let's sit outside.
Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. Let's
it's
go.
5 hours away.
No, let's do it.
Yeah,
me
it's
and you.
Lake Havasu. I'm not going up there.
We'll take a KTAR van, one of the trucks or something.
Well, we can't speed. Those things don't go over like 50.
All right, we'll take my car then.
Oh, okay.
Can't take your old lady car.
No way. not with a baby seat in the back. Yeah.
We'll go and we'll sit outside this guy's home, right? And as soon as he pulls out of the driveway going 70, he puts it in reverse, we'll follow him and we'll Facebook Live it.
Yeah, we got to make sure we don't get hit by the slingshot out of his garage that he has attached to his cars.
Very true. Yeah. Do you like my idea?
I'm not really keen on going there
and following him.
No. Maybe next session we can find out where he parks
down
at the state capitol. I'd much rather just go down there.
He was pulled over 6 times by DPS in the last 2 years. Paul Mosley.
Man.
Oh, the hubris, Mac.
Absolutely.
Oh,
just ridiculous.
The unmitigated temerity.
And not once, we don't know this, but not once, are you serious? Nobody from DPS said, sir, you're not going to the Capitol. You don't need to be speeding.
He should be hogtied next time he's pulled over.
Well, then he couldn't drive.
That's
right. Which would be good.
Coming up next. Oh, no. Mac, we've got more white people calling the cops on black people.
Do we have another incident?
Why did 2 CVS employees call the cops on a black woman's coupon?
Coupon.
That's what I said. Coupon. Right. Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, coming up after 3 o'clock, we'll talk to our good buddy John Hook from Fox 10, as we do every Monday at about 3:05. Well, we have another incident. White people calling the cops on black people.
Oh, geez.
A video showing a CVS manager trembling on a 911 call. The result over an argument over an African-American woman's coupon.
CVS releasing a statement on social media saying it has completed its investigation and the 2 Chicago colleagues who were involved are no longer employed by CVS Health.
Wearing a green...
Tell them I'll be here when should they arrive.
And that's when the guy
that's
is
the
calling
woman, right?
The police. Yeah. Right in front of the woman.
Noah Hudson posted cell phone video Friday night of a white manager calling 911 after she tried to use a coupon that the employees thought was phony.
All right.
Oh, boy. She said she received it in the mail. It was legit. She became agitated when they would not accept it.
So this guy, he's white. He's behind the counter. He gets on the phone with the police.
African-American.
Black. No, I'm not African-American. I'm black. Black isn't a bad word.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
They'd asked the woman to leave, and she refused to leave. So that's when the po-po were called.
She starts documenting this. I don't know why white people keep calling the cops on black people for no reason.
I don't think it's a white and black thing. The woman refused to leave. At what point? I mean, you can't physically throw her out of your store. Mm-hmm. At what point do you say, okay, we're done.
Yep.
If you want to stay here, that's fine, but you're now trespassing. I got to call the cops. It just so happens, once again, it turns into a white versus black thing.
Let me give black people some advice. The whitest
this
man on the planet.
This ought to be great.
Just start calling make the call to police before the white person.
Now, why should the black person call first?
Because, you know, we've seen in Starbucks, you got white people. Oh, my gosh, 2 black people are sitting there and they haven't done anything for 3 minutes. Oh, my gosh, we've got to call the police. And now you've got this incident. A woman wants to use a coupon and the white guy calls the police. So I'm just saying, if you're black, call the police before the white guy.
And tell them what? I'm about to go into a store and cause a scene?
No.
I'm about to be asked to leave a store that I haven't gone into yet?
No, you're in the store and the thing is happening and it's not good and something is going badly.
Now, if that were to happen,
so, you know,
think of how ridiculous that would sound.
This is already ridiculous.
You cannot call the police because somebody won't take a coupon.
There you go.
Well, you can't call the police because someone wants to use a coupon.
No, but you can call them when they're trespassing, when they've been asked to leave, and two managers say, get out of the store.
Yeah, but
we've talked about people who call 911 because they didn't get ketchup with their fries.
Right.
That's what this would sound like. Hey, I got a coupon. They're not going to take it. I need backup. I need SWAT out here.
Although I've been there and I have felt like doing that.
Yeah. So you don't think there's part of this white guy that says, oh, she's black, she's a crook, and this this coupon is forged? Because that's what he was really saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's forged.
The managers did
it
not believe
be forged.
It.
Forged. You're black.
Right. No, it's just that they asked her to leave and she wouldn't leave.
I said, I want to document this. And I really wasn't necessarily thinking of video initially. I was going to write it down, actually. I mean, I'm 53 years old. I've never even used prior to that night. I don't think I've ever videotaped anything on my cell phone ever.
Mm. So it's not videotape. We don't use tape anymore.
Huh? All right.
He was essentially calling me a liar, a thief, a forger.
Right.
Yeah, they were.
But was it true?
I don't know.
Okay.
But that's not the point. The point is that when you are asked to leave, it is not in their hands anymore. Then it's in the cops' hands. So she obviously left and wasn't arrested for it.
So could she have gone outside and say that she was asked to leave a store for no good reason?
And called the police.
And then called the police.
That's
would
what
that
I'm
have
talking
been
about.
A legit?
I don't know if the cops would respond to that.
I don't know if they would have either, but she was had her every right to stay there. I mean,
yeah.
She had every right to try to use that coupon. It was a legit coupon.
Right, but if they're not going to accept it and they ask her to leave, now you're trespassing.
I guess, but...
But well, Gatos wants everybody to call first.
No, I don't. I want black people to call the police before the white people these days, because I'm getting tired of these stories.
I see.
Coming up next.
Yeah, John Hook, Fox 10. We'll talk to him about this great state representative, Don Shooter. He shoots his mouth and may have blown his chance to get reelected.